ano yung Swan? Ano yung Swan?
Swan.
Hindi ka ba naglalaro minsan ng role tapos Swan? Ita-type nila Swan. Hello everybody and welcome to the Filipino Freethinkers podcast. That's also a video. I'm Red.
And I'm Frank.
And today we're going to talk about a recent survey that Catholics all over the world were given, and particularly the results of that survey and what Catholics should do
regarding the results.
The results. So, tell us first about the survey.
Okay, well, the Vatican, I think, released a bunch of questions that they wanted to survey their flock about, and some of those questions involved what they believe about sex, what the Catholics believe about sex.
Contraception,
abortion,
same sex.
Yeah. So they wanted feedback, and they got that feedback.
Hmm.
I don't know if you answered any of these surveys, but the Vatican released the results, especially about what Catholics think about sex. And surprise, surprise, Catholics don't abide by the Catholic
beliefs. Yeah, a vast majority of Catholics disagree with the Vatican teaching on matters regarding sex. And the question that we'll try to answer today is, like, should those Catholics who no longer agree with a lot of the, you know, very important tenets that the Vatican teaches, should they remain Catholic or should they think about changing their religious identities, you know?
Right. And just an example of these things that they disagree with the church about, are, for example, contraception.
Mm.
A lot of Catholics use contraception, even if the church is very strongly against it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Catholics are pro-abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Catholics, I think, a lot of Catholics are...
Wait, let's be clear about this. Catholics in places where abortion is already
legal. Right, yes, where abortion is already legal. Even I bet even in places where it's not illegal, there are Catholics fighting...
Definitely.
...to make it legal. So, and also same-sex equality. Equality with among all genders, right? And
marriage
the Catholic
equality,
Church is against
LGBT.
Marriage equality. And a lot of Catholics are for that. So, what should Catholics do when they disagree with the church?
Mm.
So, I am of the opinion that you should not change your belief based on the religion you're raised with.
Mm-hmm.
If you disagree with your religion, change your religion.
Well, at what point should you consider leaving your religion? Let's say there are, you know, one or two teachings that you disagree with, but 90 or so percent you still agree with. Let's say contraception was the only thing that you disagree with when it comes to the church's teachings. Like, everything else you think it's still okay. Should you leave the church then when it's...
I think it depends. It depends on how important these things are to you. If they're minor to you, then you might allow it. Like, you don't agree with the church about this one thing.
Hmm.
Then sure. But I think you're doing yourself a lot of injustice and your own religion if you don't look at what options there are.
Mm.
There might be a church that believes everything that you believe, and where you disagree with your current church, they might agree with you. Then you would be 100% in agreement with your church, which I think is, of course, preferable to having a minor disagreement.
Okay, we have an example of this particular case, actually. There are a lot of pro-reproductive health Catholics. They are for contraception. They have nothing against it. They use it themselves. And it's very clear. Everyone of those Catholics here in the country knows that the CBCP, the Vatican, the Catholic Church, is against contraception.
Mm-hmm.
But still, they remain Catholic.
Right.
But while all that is going on, there's already a church that is pretty much already Roman Catholic, you know, in terms of beliefs. But they're pro-abortion.
Right.
And they're also pro-LGBT equality. They're also, in some cases, in some places, pro-abortion because it varies.
Right.
And I'm talking about the Episcopalian Church.
Yeah, and they have women priests.
They have women priests
bishops,
in some places.
LGBT priests. And so they are more progressive than the Catholic Church and than most Catholics. And not, I wouldn't say most Catholics, but a lot of Catholics.
Yeah.
So where a lot of people disagree with their church, they will find agreement in another church, the Episcopalian Church, which I think they should seriously consider.
Yes, but what if they really want to remain? Let's consider the reasons for those. So by the way, neither of us consider ourselves Catholic, although
officially,
technically, according to the Catholic Church, we are still Catholics.
Yeah, once you go Catholic, you don't go back.
Yes, unlike, yeah, anyway, we are still Catholics because according to Catholic doctrine, once you're baptized into the religion, there's no leaving.
Right.
So you could be lapsed Catholics, apostate Catholics,
yeah.
Excommunicated Catholics, schismatic Catholics.
So I can speak as both a Catholic and an atheist.
Yes, of course. And by the way, if you do choose, if you're a Catholic and you do choose to move over to the Episcopalian Church, you will be what is called a schismatic Catholic, if I'm not mistaken. So still Catholic. So you can be, it's like a dual passport.
But
so.
Even if you get baptized into, oh wait, they are, no, they're not. They're not Catholic, so.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're Christian. They're not Christian. Catholic. Yeah, yeah. Do they get baptized again when they get into that church?
No,
they don't.
But do you still go to heaven? That's what's on the minds of a lot of people. Well, anyway, let's consider the reasons that people who, regardless of how much they disagree with the many core tenets of their religion on sexual issues, like as we've already mentioned, why they would still want to remain in the Catholic Church. Mm. I think the number one answer is just inertia.
Yeah.
Inertia. You've already, like most of your life, what age do you seriously have to consider teachings on contraception? You know, starting 14 maybe?
Right.
Like 12, sometimes some kids are already thinking about participating in sex. So you'll consider what the church teaches about sex outside marriage and contraception and everything else. So at that age, or you know, maybe later, you'll already consider like these teachings and you'll already consider like whether it's still the correct religion for you. But at that point, you've already lived most of your life. You've already spent more than a decade
in that church
religious tradition. Everyone around you, your parents, your friends, the people you will potentially work for
chances are they're the same,
also Catholic.
Yeah, and for example, I was Catholic for a long time, well into my college years, and the thing is, I don't even remember my confirmation. So you're expected to be baptized Catholic and then later confirm whether or not you agree with the teachings of the church.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember doing that. And I was told that I did confirm. So this was at an age when I didn't know what the Catholic teachings were and I didn't know my position on these teachings. Mm. So I think if we put a lot of emphasis on this confirmation and actually got a person's honest-to-goodness opinion on the issues of the Catholic Church or of any church, then that would have more meaning. Your belonging to a church has more meaning when you actually believe in everything they teach.
So yeah, I agree. The idea of confirmation should be something that happens more regularly, I think. Like when you're 18, when you're 24, maybe another kind of confirmation where you ask yourself whether you still believe these things.
Yeah.
And you know.
I think it should happen
every day.
Every day.
Every day.
That's what people have to keep doing. It's not this contract that you sign and if you back out of it, you get fined or you go to hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Your religion is something that's very important and you should make sure as much as possible that it aligns with what you believe.
Yeah.
Because if not, then you're signing up for a club
that
you disagree with.
And the thing is, like a lot of people don't even take religion that seriously.
Right,
they don't think it's that important. It's not practical. Regardless of whether they still go to church or whether they still agree with the teachings, they just live their lives not really caring about what the church actually teaches.
Which I guess would explain why they're not so keen about confirming every day, because it's just what they were raised with, and they just say, okay, I believe in this Apostles' Creed, I go to church every Sunday, and that's all religion is to me.
I think the former Pope said something about these Catholics who have a ritualistic or rote kind of belief. And that's when he said, I think, that he would rather have agnostics, you know, people who actually take these matters seriously, rather than people who just believe whatever they were taught.
Yeah.
And one thing that I'd like to look at or to consider or to have people consider is the implications of staying on in a church that you no longer agree with, that you no longer believe in.
Right.
Like some people think it's not gonna change anything whether I stay or whether I go. So I might as well stay because it would take some effort. You know, coming out to your family would be a huge issue mm-hmm. here in this country. You know, religion is not important to a lot of people until you say that you don't have it, and then suddenly everyone would be like,
"Yeah,
what are you kidding? Are you a murderer? Are you a deteriorating person who would steal again and again?" You know, those kinds of things mm-hmm. would happen. But the implications of staying Catholic, let's say, we saw this very clearly. When it came to the reproductive health bill, 80% of Catholics.
They say that a lot.
Yeah, 80% of Catholics were pro-RH. That's higher than the percentage of the country, even, which was only 70%.
Yeah,
and they stayed on. But the Catholic, the reproductive health bill. We had a very difficult time getting that law passed because the impression was that 80%. Or 90% of the country was Catholic,
right?
Who would obey the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines. So, you know, there's a disparity. You listen to the spokespersons, mm-hmm. even if they don't necessarily represent the opinion of the layman.
Yeah, I think the problem with getting yourself counted as a member of this large organization is you're giving power to the people who hold power in this organization. So when the Catholic bishops say, they're speaking for every Catholic, and then they say, we have this many Catholics in the country. You're giving them power.
Yeah.
So when they oppose something that you are for, you're giving them power against you.
Yeah.
And that's just working against yourself. And that's something that no one should do.
Yeah.
So I think that's the importance of being in the club that you agree with. So I want to draw a parallel to a lot of people who, for example, the recent issue that came up, the fraternity murder, I think it happened. So I don't understand why people would join a club that is hurting them again and again. And this is, I saw the parallel with the Catholic Church. You see now the LGBT Christian churches that are popping up, granting unofficial marriages, same-sex marriages, because they are Catholic, they call themselves a Catholic church, but then they're giving LGBT marriages.
Yeah.
So they disagree about this very important thing, but they still want to belong to a church that hates them and that is constantly hurting them. So women's rights and LGBT rights and a lot of other things, women's health. You disagree on something that's important to you, and you still feel like you want to belong to this club that's constantly hurting you. And at what point are you just gonna take it? So I think just stop. If they're hurting you, consider your other options.
Yeah, I actually wrote an article about this, the bishops you vote for, and my point was just that when you remain Catholic, when you join the Catholic Church, if you weren't previously in it, it's the bishops that you vote for. You give them the power to speak for you. People are just used to democracies. For huge institutions, for governments, they're used to democracy. And they think that if they're pro-RH, then that's their vote.
Mm-hmm.
And that in some point in the future, if they keep on voting pro-RH, then maybe the Catholic Church will change its opinion on contraception or on reproductive health in general. But the thing is, they won't change their position. That's what the Catholic Church is. Although they have changed their positions, several of their positions on slavery,
right?
On usury.
After so many years
on the purpose of sex. You know, so many things they've changed their positions on. But it's very hard at this day and age of the internet to change your opinions anymore because people know this.
Right.
I mean, it's too late for that. The ship has sailed on the church changing its mind on contraception, on women ordination, on same-sex marriage, because they have made it absolutely clear that they won't.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do change, then that erodes their integrity. You know, if opinions can be, you know, swayed and, you know, then why not just make it a voting thing? Why not make, you know, the opinions of religions all about referendums and voting?
Yeah.
And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, I'm going to say this about the super conservatives, though. What they have going for them is they stick by their convictions. They believe something, and they're sticking with it. Like the people who proselytize a lot and try to convince me that I'm going to hell if I don't change my views or my beliefs. These people, and a lot of them started off as Catholic and they moved to more conservative churches, like I think the evangelicals, for example. So people who change their church because maybe the Catholic Church is not
hardcore enough
for them. And then they want to go to a more hardcore church, more creationist and less
fundamentalist.
Yeah, more fundamentalist, and they go proselytizing to other people. I have more respect for them for choosing a church that aligns more with their beliefs.
Yeah.
They might be more destructive in what they're doing, but they at least know what they want, and they chose a church that aligns with their belief, and they're acting according to their convictions.
Yeah.
These actions might be very destructive, but I prefer people to be consistent so that when you argue, you're arguing for something you actually believe in.
Well, the Catholics who do remain within the Catholic Church, they're usually hung up on the Vatican II.
Yeah.
You know, they have this thing called the primacy of conscience. I wrote an article about that. Primacy of conscience in the prison of the church. And, you know, it's like when you say primacy of conscience, you don't actually know what you mean. There's a meme for that. But anyway, if you'd like to learn more about what I think about the primacy of conscience, read that article. A lot of Catholics we still work with and we still respect.
Yes.
I mean, unlike you, I actually respect.
I respect people more for what they do.
Okay.
And for what they believe, their consistency with what they believe. But what they do actually matters more.
So the Catholics for our age, the Catholics for choice, we do respect them. Don't take, what he said as the official position of the organization. But, you know, they're trying to have change happen from within.
Yes.
You know, there's some merit in that. You know, there has to be people. I mean, when politicians, for example, when they were deciding whether to vote pro-RH or anti-RH, they did listen a lot to the people who were still Catholic and who were for RH. So in that sense, it does, you know, there are advantages. But this is more of a long-term thing, I think.
Right.
If you really want to change your church and get them to consider the positions that are, you know, very important, then I think that the best option is to leave it.
They will notice. Yeah. When a lot of people who disagree with them leave, they're going to notice.
They're going to notice. And that's when their real change, not just cosmetic change, you know, the kind that Pope Francis keeps on teasing with.
It's not
just
PR.
He's a progressive tease. But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and see you next time.